Hi there, this is Dr. Peter Tobias, and today I have a really important topic to talk about. If you live with a dog or a cat or another creature, or if you have a child, you know that it's natural to worry about them. We love them, and the idea of losing them is way too hard to even think of. And living with dogs sometimes reminds me of living with someone with terminal disease. We know that they do not live as long as we do. And most of us would give anything to get extra years with our dogs. And I thought of us dog lovers worrying about our dogs and have a certain way of dealing with the worry. Just a few weeks ago, my dog Sky ended up with vestibular syndrome. Someone dropped a fork on his head, and the sudden movement of his head when he got spooked actually made his organ of balance go out of balance. And it took about 2 weeks for him to get back to normal. And initially, we didn't know what was happening, whether it was a stroke or vestibular syndrome. And I could experience the worry personally myself. And it was obviously a frightening situation, but at the same time, I took it as an opportunity to really observe what goes on in my mind and what goes on in situations like these. So I can help you and I can give you some tools. So what do we do when we worry about our dogs? First, emotions are inevitable. We know that they can be avoided, and suppressing them doesn't really neutralize their energy. Suppressing them makes them fester inside, and our society has kind of conditioned us to hide our emotions. We are in many ways like cats. Many people consider showing emotions, especially men, as being weak or not strong enough. And at the same time, we embrace and love people who show their emotions and who are genuine. And I must say that when Sky's situation and condition came up, I was a basket case. I was thinking of the worst. The differential diagnoses were going through my head, and I couldn't stop thinking, what would it be like if I lost him? Some people get the wrong impression that just because I'm a vet and I have veterinary knowledge and I have a lot of experience in healing other dogs, that I do not worry the same way they do. But I do, because as soon as my dog is unwell, I turn into human, and I have to go through the same process of dealing with my worry. So the first recommendation that I have for you is, when you worry about your dog, when something comes up, medical condition or an accident, I usually recommend taking 5 to 15 minutes aside and go through the following exercise. So just sit down in a quiet place and notice your emotions. Let them freely flow, whether it's tears or anger or sadness, whatever it is, just let them flow. That's the first step. Second, imagine that the emotions have volume and that you can turn the volume up and down. And then I recommend localizing the area of your body where the emotions are felt physically, where you feel them. Some people feel them in the throat or in the head or in the solar plexus or in the heart. And I focus on that area and then just kind of invite that fear or the worry closer. And try to kind of imagine that you're looking at the worry left and right and center and turning it around and observing it as your new friend, in a way that can teach you a lot about yourself and about how much you love your dog. And when you know and when you kind of perceive that sensation in the best possible way, then you take the volume button and you turn the emotions up. And when you turn the emotions up, do not push them away. Do not feel bad about them. Just feel them and try to amplify them. And what happens, miraculously, when you do that, the emotions start fizzling away and they get weaker and weaker and weaker. I find this being one of the most effective exercises how to worry less and how to enjoy our dogs more, whether they're ill or aging, and when the thoughts that they will not be here forever come up. And the last thing that I would like to suggest is talk to our community on our social media, on our Facebook or Twitter, share pictures and videos and be part of our community, and we can support ourselves. My plan is to continue doing this work for as long as I can, and I hope it's going to be decades, because You make me feel like my life is worth it and that I can help you and make a difference. So thank you so much for listening. And this is Dr. Peter Dobias. And if you wish to visit our website, you can go to drpeterdobias.com. Take care.